Tell me what has been happening at the inner city home. The month of August has been a little bit crazy for you guys.
The month of August has been absolutely insane. We've had outrageous numbers of people needing to use the food bank. But we've also had some really great experiences as well with donors and with new volunteers.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But all that means that you have been very, very busy.
I have been so busy. I am sleeping on my feet.
Oh, any idea of the numbers in August?
Yeah. So we served 766 households in August, which was one of our highest months in years and years and years. 64 of those were listed as homeless,
if you can imagine.
Yeah. And so that takes a little bit of extra time just because we want to make sure that we are touching base with them and having a bit of heart and community with them as well.
It's not just about handing them supper. It's about, you know, dignity and about kindness.
Absolutely. And referrals if they require it for identification, looking at different options for housing. And then, of course, we have to make separate types of bags because people, if they're homeless, don't always have a fridge or a stove. So we have to put together special orders for them based on what they think that they can eat.
If you don't have something to heat something up in or a can opener.
Right. And so sometimes that even means right then and there boiling a kettle of water so that we can make their Mr. Noodles, you know, like right in that moment, or just eating like plain tuna out of a can. Like that's sometimes what people are facing. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we do that with a little bit of extra heart.
So I don't know what September and October and onward holds for the people who rely on the inner city home, but what can we do to help? Like, nobody knows the future, but I know you're going to need help, Carolyn. What are we going to do?
Yeah, so definitely the numbers for September are looking like they're going to blast August out of the water. People going back to school really need school safe snacks. And things that they can make for lunches. So we need extra bread, extra eggs. If you can believe it, National Grocers ran out of eggs, and so did the Sudbury Food Bank, and so have we.
Oh my gosh, this is the second time you've told me about not having enough, and then your suppliers not having enough.
Yeah, it's something that we've never faced in my 15 years of doing food bank services. It's something we've never, ever faced is actually not being able to get food, the staples from our suppliers.
Okay. So how can we help? I mean, donating food to your location on Elm Street, and you have one on Dollard in New Sudbury, just to check your website for hours and that kind of thing. But I know money goes farther as being part of the Sudbury Food Bank operations over there. I know that money goes farther.
It does. And usually I would always say that money is the way to go. But sometimes if we can't get things from our suppliers, having someone show up with two or three dozen eggs just randomly is actually the lifesaver, because they might be able to get in smaller quantities than what we can. So little things like that. I was having a conversation with a volunteer this morning saying, like, you know, you might not think your $5 or $10 makes a difference, but for six families, three dozen eggs goes a long way.
What about corporately, business-wise? I know Greater Sudbury has been very, very good to the inner city home, but is there something else they could do? Are you looking for more support that way?
Yeah, so we are actually looking at doing a major fundraiser in February called Fast to Feed, and we're looking for some corporate sponsors right now. So that, of course, would come with, you know, logo on the Facebook page and on the website, on our pledge forms. And corporate donations are really, really helpful, because when we need partners, usually they can help out in kind of a broader scope. And sometimes partnership doesn't necessarily mean money. Sometimes it means service. So for example, we have Nutrilawn do our lawn and they get a tax receipt. Let's, you know, see if we can find some other companies to be creative and see how they can help out.
And work together. So Fast to Feed, just briefly, is 24 hours going without food, and you get people to sponsor you, and then that money goes directly to Inner City Home.
That's correct. It goes directly to Inner City Home, and the corporate sponsors help out with things like the overhead cost, volunteer appreciation, the pancake breakfast that we have to kind of close off the event. And so that's going to be really exciting. This year, we're hoping to have all of the schools involved as well.
It's also an important opportunity to realize that some people just, it's not a fundraiser, it's their life.
Oh, that's right. You know, we get to go home at the end of the day and put our feet up and have our Diet Pepsi or a glass of wine. And our clients, they don't get to actually ever step out of the situation that they're in. And so when they go home, the things that we give them, that is the thing that they get to go home to. And so it's really heartbreaking sometimes when, you know, they're asking for eggs or for toilet paper and we just don't have it.
I understand you've also been doing some rearranging.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I tell you, that's a beautiful old building on Elm Street. It's gorgeous, but it's very difficult to work within the confines of what you have, and that's what you have. And you've really done some soul searching and move things around.
Yeah, so we had a group of 24 Mennonites come up from down south, and they wanted to do community service in Sudbury. So we put them to work and had them basically raise a barn in a weekend. They took all of our food from downstairs, all of our shelving. They cleaned every nook and cranny in that building, and they set up an amazing food sorting area on the main floor. So our volunteers actually have a little bit of an easier time. Because our numbers are so high, there was no way we could sustain carrying all those food items up and down the stairs several times a day.
Well, congratulations on figuring out that big piece.
Oh, it's huge.
Making things easier for your volunteers. And what about volunteers? Are you...
Yeah, so actually we've had an influx, and I want to say thank you, Sudbury, and thank you, Mel, for Mel's mission, because we have had five new volunteers per week since you started. So that's, I think, 10 new volunteers or 12 new volunteers just in the last 2 weeks.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry. That's amazing.
And they have specifically cited Mel's mission as being the reason that they've come.
Wow.
We've also had people just show up at the door. I had a gentleman the other day come, and he had $4 or $5 bills. And he said, I've paid all my bills for the month, and this is all I have left, but I don't need it. But I heard on Mel's mission that you guys are really, really stuck, and he brought his last $20. And yeah, we're both going to cry here.
I know, but it's amazing. This city is amazing.
And he didn't want a receipt, nothing like that. He just wanted to help out because he had what he needed. And so I really encourage the rest of Sudbury, you know, if you got $5 or $10, if everybody does that, it really makes a huge difference.
Okay. It really does make a difference.
Yeah.
And thank you to our listeners for supporting Mel's mission and Inner City Home.
I would really just like to say, you know, if you're interested in what we do at Inner City Home, feel free to stop by and take a tour. I'd love to take you on a tour. It's a busy, busy place, so we'd have to scoot around volunteers and bags packing and everything like that. But if you're interested in what we do, come and see, and we'd love to see if we can find a place for you if you'd like to volunteer. If you'd like to just make a donation, we can do receipts right away.
You really have to see it to believe it.
It's an amazing place.